to be here. It's such an act of obedience. And Reverend Maeve knows that, and she's such a blessing. And so is her husband.
Amen.
And right now, I'm a little bit disappointed in myself because I had to rain tonight, but you know when fear comes on you, probably should have got some of that broken last night. Because see, the gift that I bought for them was the Lord telling me to do it, and I thought, oh gosh, it's my first time here, and I don't want to look like I'm trying to like suck out to leadership. You know, some people do that, don't you know that?
Yeah.
But as I've been here for the past 4 days, and I've just got to soak in the presence of God, He began to reveal some truths to me about Canada and the USA and about this couple. And I just wasn't ready for some of it. And I even wasn't ready for some of what he had to say. I was like, wow. There's just still so much pride on the USA, and it's kind of trickling on me because I'm like, the Canadian people are going to come and help the USA. Hey.
Hey.
And that word about the converging wasn't just for the ministry here and you and them. It was for Canada and the United States one day, and the Lord says that the Canadian people will come in and bring healing, and it will break the shame. It will break the shame in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I saw you sending healing. You know, your flag has leaves on it for healing in the nations. And I saw you, just I saw because of your obedience, that this new wind that's coming into this place, this new cold, fresh wind that's coming in, that's going to bring you to that new place that you've been crying out for years and years and years. The Lord says it's finished. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming, says the Lord. And people are going to come from every nation to this place, and they're not going to come because of some speaker list. The Lord says they're going to come because the Spirit of the living God is here. It's here. It's here. It's here. And it's going to draw them forth from the east and the north and the south and the west.
Yes. Thank you, God. Shoot. Yes. Come on.
And I saw you drape like your flag over the shoulders of the American people. And they broke. And every time I sat at the lake, I would say, you guys got geese here? Are those geese? Honking, honking, honking. I'm worshiping in the bathroom with my music loud, and I honk, honk, honk. So I run out, and I'm like, should I feed these things? What am I supposed to do? Feed these geese? No. And the Lord told me, no. He said, you start to feed those geese, and they're all going to come at you in a second flat. But the Lord said, are you ready? Because that's what's happening in this end time harvest.
Come on.
Are you ready to start feeding them fresh bread? Are you ready, ready, ready?
Yes.
Because there's not enough harvesters out there.
Yes.
And so I'm going to end. I'm sorry, she said. But I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. So you have to listen to what that woman said. It was so true. It was so true to become a part of this ministry. You have a beautiful mother and father. And the word says to honor them. I pray that you honor them. In Jesus' name.
Amen.